You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, John and Gordy. Mm-hmm. A fantastic looking morning so far. And by the way, the sunset is at 7:38 tonight.
Oh, thank you.
In case you needed to mark that down on the calendar for
today.
I have
to know that, yes. It's bright and sunny now. We had some clouds earlier. We had some sprinkles overnight. Some scattered showers. Those are out of here now. And we'll see a lot of sun, some clouds at times. High near 73 today. Dom, how are you doing so far today?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been having some stomach problems.
What's the problem, man?
Ever since I woke up 4 a.m. today, it's always an early rise.
Yeah?
It's been hurting.
Yeah.
It's probably from the pound of mac and cheese I had last night, though, maybe. Potentially.
That was your dinner, mac and cheese? That's it? Nothing else?
I got to be a better cook.
Okay.
My Gen Z, or my younger Gen Z, or at 23 years old, takes these little boxes of instant pudding, and he mixes it up, and he eats the whole thing in one sitting. They're like four servings. I told him, there are four servings in that thing. He said, oh, I know. I didn't have a good night. Yeah, well, no kidding.
Brother. Coming up in a little while, we're going to talk to Jim
Santel.
Yeah, I guess you got to learn the hard way.
Yep.
Jim Santel will join us, attorney at law. Also, Brandy Grayson a little bit later on from Urban Triage. They have a harvest festival going on, and she's going to tell us that's happening September 6th. We'll find out more about that. And let's see, what else? Oh, we've got some brewer tickets to give away. Yeah. We're going to do that right now, Dom? What do you think? It's your call.
It's my call.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Well, let's do it. I mean, who doesn't want Brewers tickets?
Do we have any Brewer music? Do we have any organ music?
We have some organ music.
Dig that?
Yeah. Let me dig it out.
Do we have Take Me Out to the Ball Game with
that
Bob
would be
Bucher?
Nice. That would be even better. We had that. I know, I'm throwing a curveball at you. See what I did there? Okay.
Wow.
Brewers tickets. You could win them.
A swing and a miss for me.
We're going to the Brewers game. It's against Philadelphia. It is on September 4th. Yes. And it's an afternoon game. If you would like to be going to that game, give us a call right now, 608-879-8255. It is an afternoon game. Starts about 3 o'clock. And you'll be sitting next to John and Gordy, thanks to Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. Downdrin's Distilling. Helping you to go to the Brewers game with John and Gordy. Again, give us a call at 608-879-8255.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you are selected, you'll be going to that game. All right?
Came across an interesting post on X. This was a post about Justice Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts says that the rule of law is eroding. Never seen before.
Really?
Maybe, you know, he should have thought about that when he gave the king all his power.
Perhaps. Yeah. Giving him total immunity. Yeah.
Yeah, that is just an amazing.
That's from Justice Roberts. Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah, he came out and said
that.
Say
it again.
I'll just quote the thing. It says, the rule of law is eroding like we've rarely seen. Maybe he should have thought of that before ruling the president above the law. You don't get to burn the house down and act shocked it's on fire. So anyway, that's a reaction to his latest comments on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other story that I have here is, this is one of the big stories, there is U.S. espionage on Greenland. At least three men close to Trump have been exposed while infiltrating Greenland. Eight independent sources reveal major U.S. foreign influence campaigns on Greenland, most likely directed from the White House.
Ah.
So that is the big story.
What?
Commentator Brian Krastenstein, after he wrote this, after Trump allies were exposed running covert operations in Greenland, the U.S. is a threat to Europe. I say this as an American who loves America. Denmark is an ally with the U.S. and a NATO member. This is a violation of numerous international laws. Trump is out of control. Now, MAGAs are so frightened by what could happen if Russia had access to Greenland, Russia had access to Alaska, Russia had access. I don't know. Do they know that Trump is working with Putin on all of this? It's just wake up, guys, you know. One guy wrote this about Brian's comments about, you know, Trump allies exposed as covert operations in Greenland. He writes, "Cry harder, Brian. You're quick to call the U.S. as a threat, but ignore how Greenland's strategic values protect the free world from China and Russia. Trump's allies are exposing Denmark's weak grip on a critical ally. Your anti-Trump obsession blinds you from real geopolitics." Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for opening
thanks
our
for
eyes.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. That's one of the big stories we had this morning.
Hey, let's jump back onto the phones here. I think Bob is on the phone calling from Oconomowoc. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
You ready to go to a Brewer game next, I think that's Thursday, right? The 4th of September. It's a 3 o'clock game. You want to go with us?
You bet.
We'll meet
Sounds
you there.
Like
Excellent.
All right,
well,
so
you are our winner this time. We're getting around. And as I mentioned before, John and Gordy will be there.
Yeah.
And it's all thanks to Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. Bob, hang on the line. We're going to get a little bit more information from you. And congratulations from Downdrin's Distilling.
Thanks again, you guys.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc, right? Yes. I love it. Have you ever been to Oconomowoc?
It's
a beautiful little town.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. Some of the, the big lake there.
Is it Lake Neshota? It might be.
No,
I don't know.
Is it?
Look
I don't
up Oconomowoc
so.
Lake.
There's a couple of them there.
It's so hard to, it's such a long name. Silver Lake. That's the big one.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. The other story, I love this one. Now we get to listen to Stephen Miller.
Oh, boy. Do we have to?
It's a rant.
My God.
As you listen to this cut from Stephen Miller, he's talking about domestic extremist organizations, okay? Once you listen to this, this is cut 202. I want you to think about the gun problem that we have in this country, shootings in Minnesota.
Yeah.
We can't ignore it anymore. We have to do something about it. One guy from Doge gets beat up in D.C., right?
Yeah.
He got beat up in D.C., so what do? We occupy D.C.
Yeah.
And here we have a shooting, two kids shot and killed, and there's no call to occupy all Christian schools.
Mm.
Maybe they should do that, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, think about the gun problem. When Miller talks about what's happening in this country, he's really exposing the problem we have with guns. That's what occurs to me as I'm listening to this rant. Let's listen to it right now. Here we go.
Democrat Party does not fight for, care about, or represent American citizens. It is an entity devoted exclusively to the defense of hardened criminals, gangbangers, and illegal alien killers and terrorists.
Yeah.
The Democrat Party is not a political party. It is a domestic extremist organization. Look at Chicago. They've shut down the police department. They've handcuffed law enforcement.
No.
And as President Trump says, they have turned the streets of Chicago into a bloody killing field. Here in Washington, D.C., before President Trump launched the federal law enforcement liberation in D.C.
Gun problem.
There is a murder on the streets of this town every other day. Body after body after body
Gun
after
problem.
Body.
Gun problem.
That was Washington, D.C.
Mm.
Residents were afraid to go to restaurants. They were afraid to go into entire neighborhoods.
Yes, gun problem.
They were getting carjacked right and left, robbed and beaten.
Yes.
That was Washington, D.C. Now we're 2 weeks homicide free. The safest this city has ever been in its entire history.
Oh, wow.
And the Democrats, instead of jumping up and down and saying, thank you, President Trump.
For occupying
thank you
a
for
city.
Saving our lives.
Military.
Thank you for saving our cities. Thank you for scrubbing away all the graffiti, the trash.
Oh, yes.
The
I was
homeless
so
encampments.
Glad.
The druggies, instead of cleaning up the city, instead of thanking him for that, they're saying, President Trump, how dare you save our lives? How dare you save our children? How dare you save our city? The Democrat Party, Sean, that exists today, it disgusts me. I do not recognize that party, Sean.
Okay.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. Settle down.
So, you know, he's got that well rehearsed. He's been talking about that for years now. He's just an insane person, really, truly.
He needs to calm down. God.
But truly, I mean, he's talking about the gun problem we have in this country. And they're not doing anything about it. Nothing at all. You know, I heard a little segment from Tom Hartman. Just caught the end comment that he made about guns and the problem in this country and why other countries don't have it because they have rules and regulations in place. But the last thing I heard was that they need to get insurance to have a gun. Mm. Okay? And I think that was a great way to block the crazy people from getting guns, because if you have insurance, you're on the line for it. You pay, and the insurance company pays, and they're going to make sure that they're giving that insurance policy to a responsible person.
Wow.
So I think that might be that one final regulation that prevents the crazy people from getting these guns. All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah, Dick is on the line with a call here with a comment or a question. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. Well, to this latest tragedy, how about this, Stephen Miller? Instead of thoughts and prayers all the time, how about action and laws? And I'm going to tell you something. Here's something else I thought of, and it doesn't makes no sense to anybody but me. But if these legislature people in the Republican side of the aisle, for the most part, both in the House and the Senate, if they were doctors, they'd all be sued for malpractice, all of them.
Yeah, good point.
It's pathetic.
It is. It
and
really
doing
is.
Doing nothing.
Well, the only they're doing something now. Flying flags at half staff now. Nationwide,
really
globally,
help.
By the way, because of the shooting. But that's it, right? That's the reaction. That's what they're going to do. Take the focus off our gun problem and fly the flags at half staff. That's it.
Nothing wrong with a country that has, as you said, twice as many guns as we do people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it's nothing wrong there.
Yeah. No, no problem whatsoever. Yeah. I think
Dick,
the solution, obviously, is more guns and an occupation by a army. I think that's the real solution to all of this.
Remember
in the old days when they were arguing for having guns, carrying guns?
Yeah.
They said, well, you never know who's going to have a gun, so it's going to cut down on crime. Anybody remember those arguments that they made? I don't think so. It seems like we're fighting guns with guns at
like
this point.
It's like the Wild West anymore.
All right. Let's move on to Bob. Bob is from Oconomowoc. He won the tickets.
Yep,
do we have another call?
I believe we have
Kurt.
Kurt is on the line. Good morning, Kurt. Go ahead.
Good morning. I keep brainstorming how we could screw with ICE's head and Trump's head. And I've thought of another one. Pritzker just needs to hire every band out of Louisiana, the street bands.
Oh, yeah.
And bring them up to the streets in Chicago. And just tons of bands and parades and silly string and stuff. Just screw with their heads.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I love this silly string idea. I do love that.
Yeah, it's one way came to up fight. With that.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt, thank you for that call. When we come back, we'll get an update on the weekend weather for Labor Day holiday with Brittany Merlot coming up on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
My hometown, Lake Shore. pretty blue lights along the way. Help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining.
Yeah, you gotta like J.B. Pritzker down there in Illinois, the governor.
Yeah.
He really knows how to tell it like it is, and I love what he has to say. I like his fighting spirit,
mm-hmm.
and you know he's got the billions of dollars to fight Trump in courts if he wants to. So
he's been out there pushing.
Yeah, yeah.
It is time for us to check in with Brittany Merlot, find out what's happening weather-wise around our area, and looking ahead to the Labor Day holiday weekend. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. We've got nothing but good news. How's that?
Oh, I like
That's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Because we've had all good news this morning on the program. Let's keep record going. No, it's not true.
I was going to say. Come on now.
Yeah.
Well, the weather is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
It's going to be partly sunny today, downright comfortable, mid-70s. This is what people sing about, right? Perfect California weather in Wisconsin today. But tonight, just so you know, way up north, just in case people are leaving early for the holiday weekend, it is going to be frigid. We're talking about a frost advisory already out
for
Ashland, Iron County, way up north, where they're dropping down to the mid to low 30s tonight. Now here for us, upper 40s, so it's still cold, but we're getting pretty chilly up
That's
north.
Bad.
Otherwise, hanging on to those low 70s into tomorrow, Saturday. We'll get a little boost to the mid-70s on Sunday and into Labor Day. It turns a little bit more muggy, nothing crazy. And then we'll be in the upper 70s as we push into next week. And we hold off on all rain until Wednesday of next week.
Wow. Great.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
No, it really couldn't. And, you know, the sun is still warm enough and nice enough to where you still want to dip in the water when it's mid to upper 70s. So I don't think any plans are going to be ruined for Labor Day.
Well, are you talking to Don because he's going to Noah's Ark at the Wisconsin Dells?
I can't wait.
He wants good weather.
Yeah, he wants warm weather.
It's true. It's true.
It's going to work out for you.
It's relieving. It's relieving. Thank you, Brittany.
Yay.
Catherine Lake has joined us now.
Yeah.
Catherine, you have a question for Brittany?
I have an official question for our meteorologist. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Catherine.
I'm questioning whether or not our seasons are shifting. Did you do a story about that this week? Did I see?
Yeah, so I was talking about the fact that La Nina is kind of heading in. There's a La Nina watch that has been issued, so we're going from an ENSO neutral phase into a La Nina, which would change the jet stream a little bit, send us a little bit more wetter weather and cooler temperatures as well. Now, it's not totally in full force, but we are seeing the cooling of the ocean in the area that it matters. So those changes are coming, and you can already feel it a little bit.
Right. It's already fall for sure. Yeah. It's not supposed to be, till the 22nd or 20th of September?
Well, it seemed like we had an early summer and a hot early summer. Yes,
did we? Okay.
I think so.
So things are shifting a little bit. Maybe not permanently, but maybe we'll have an early spring, too.
So way up north, the leaves are already changing.
They are. Oh, okay, they're just getting longer.
Yeah.
Now, does this have something to do with what might happen for hurricane season?
Yes, actually. If we've shipped into a La Nina full force, if we really do this, it is going to increase and enhance that hurricane activity for fall down south. So that is not a good thing if we switch into that.
Well, I think, we have the NOAA satellites to keep us updated.
Wait, John, did you not get the memo?
Wait.
Sorry.
Well, okay.
Well, anyway.
That's not funny to Brittany. You notice that? That's not funny.
They are taking
apart so many things, and that's Brittany's world right there.
It's devastating. Those are my friends. Those are my colleagues,
losing
their jobs, my world just crumbling. Yeah, it's been tough.
Well,
great.
Make it down to our big
on that
celebration
happy note.
If you can. And
yeah, that's right. You're coming to our listener appreciation party, you think?
I am. That's
excellent.
September 6th.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Sixth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Need a place to stay? I got a spare bedroom for you, girl.
Wow. Well, no, that's not going to entice her. All right.
Hey!
Okay.
Catherine's
Brittany.
Great, of course.
All right.
Thank
you,
guys.
Brittany.
You
have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brittany.
Don't mock me when I'm in the studio with you.
You're here early
today.
What
What's happened? You're angry. I've been laying into you a little bit this morning.
That's it. It's about you, and I wanted to make sure I caught you before you left the building.
Here we go.
It's about me.
It's all about you, always.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right.
A couple of minutes here.
Okay. I just want to kind of set the record straight with this Albrego Garcia situation.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people don't know. He's been alleged to have done such and such and such, right? Alleged. I just want to set the record straight here. I looked this up last night. A judge said this about the accusations against him. Poor attempts to tie Brago to MS-13, saying the court would have to make so many inferences that the conclusion would border on fanciful.
Including the photograph that was doctored to put a tattoo on his hand. That's
right, right. It was just a numbering system to, you know, reference what they meant. Right.
Well, it was just a doctored photo.
A doctored photo. Yeah. That's why they did it. Yeah. And then Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer, a U.S. citizen, filed protective orders against him in 20 and 2021. This is what she said about that. She said, I acted out of caution following a disagreement with Kilmer by seeking a civil protective order in case things escalated. Things did not escalate, and I decided not to follow through with the civil court process. We are working through the situation privately as a family, including going to counseling. So none of this is true. All these allegations that Pam Bondi is out there making against Garcia is false, not proven. And they want to deport him anyway.
He's a poster boy.
Based on
He's a poster boy for fear.
Yep.
Coming up next, we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report, and then we'll check in with Jim Santel, attorney at law. Coming up on John and Gordy on WMDX.
WMDX, it's John and Gordy in the morning. Sounds like legal music to me.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful sunshine across the area and highs today in the low to mid-70s. Of course, that big Badger game tonight at Camp Randall Stadium as they take on Miami of Ohio, a rare Thursday night game. Not too far away from us, really, at Camp Randall. It looks like perfect weather for that.
Yeah.
So
late night at Camp Randall. It's really, this is late. It's 8 o'clock start time.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have all kinds of traffic restrictions around the stadium
it's
for
be too dark to even
evening.
See around
no,
that
they've
area.
Got lights, John. That's why they have lights.
By the way, we want to thank Tom out in Hartford for the great comment. He says, Brittany is best.
Yes.
Brittany is the good news. Everything goes better with Brittany.
Thank you, Tom.
Wow. That's great stuff. We're going to send that, by the way, to her. And
yes.
That's great news. And by the way, I was thinking of the other lake in Oconomowoc. It was Lake LaBelle.
LaBelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you're right. Yeah.
I attended an overnight camp on Lake LaBelle.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's a two-week nightmare that I...
When you were a kid?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a cold lake. First thing in the morning, swim lessons. That was not a good time for swim lessons.
Not fun, huh?
I hated that. All right. Well, let's get to our guest this morning, Jim Santel from Amicus, the Law Review. You can hear that every Saturday between 9 and 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And there are so many things that I guess we really have to get to this time around. I mean, it never ends, does it, Jim?
as we're saying with such increased frequency on all the broadcasts of civic media, it's a lot. It's a lot. That's the bumper sticker these days.
Yeah.
Even after going through and explaining, describing, entertaining questions, those kinds of things, I always pause after I've gone through four or five sentences and suddenly realize, convoluted, overwhelming, it's a lot. And so if you are overwhelmed, you're not alone. I join you in that sentiment here. There is just so much going on,
and very little
of it is good.
I went through the whole Abrego Garcia situation, yeah. You know, where Pam Bondi's out there just, you know, laying into him all the time, and we're going to deport him, and none of it has been proven to be true at all.
Right.
And the judges are saying, no, you can't do this. This is fanciful stuff. What are you doing? And she's out there constantly doing this. They had a press conference yesterday that just went way overboard from Trump, and then he asked Pam Bondi, and then she went off the rails again. Right. So it's crazy stuff.
Once again, exactly. And at core, it's once again this huge contempt that our president, that our attorney general has for the rule of law and the authority of federal judges to make decisions. Remember, once again, we've got two cases pending with respect to Abrego Garcia. There's the criminal case in this indictment that, again, has been reviewed by one of the judges who'll preside over it. And he has decided to release, he did decide to release Abrego Garcia. Why? In part, he's not a risk of flight. That's important. Number two, mm-hmm. found, pursuant to what you just said in your previous segment, that there just isn't compelling evidence to support the allegations in this indictment. So no risk of flight, no danger to the community here, and the allegations not sufficiently compelling. They release him, and of course, then you've got the other case. This involves Paula Zinnes. She's back in the news again. She's the other federal judge. She's in Maryland, mm-hmm. where Abrego Garcia's spouse has brought this, challenging the immigration status. And Zinnes has said in a number of different orders, don't you dare now deport him until we get all this adjudicated. She's now scheduled a hearing down the road. He's back in custody. It is just so convoluted, as you say. And it fundamentally comes from this notion that the administration, the Department of Justice, doesn't care what judges are saying.
Yeah.
As the judges have said, you need to follow the rule of law. These folks, our elected and appointed representatives, have simply decided that they're not going to do that, that the judges are powerless. We engage in name-calling, which, of course, my president does on a regular basis, and dismiss all of this as just contrary to our policies. No. There's a process here. It is afforded every person in the United States.
I mean, if there was ever an argument against weaponizing government, this would be it.
Right.
They have picked one person, and they're just going after him. Right?
Absolutely. And again, in and out of custody.
Yes.
And again, all in the wake of plainly machinations. And we forget, we don't forget, actually. We always remember that the initial representation by the government was that this was, remember, this administrative error. He was deported initially among the 238 to El Salvador by mistake.
Yeah.
And we had an assistant United States attorney who appears in front of Paula Zinnes and confirms that. And she says, okay, right, you know, get him back here. And that's the frustration of months of things. What happens to that assistant United States attorney? He is suspended. And then our deputy attorney general fires him for not being a good advocate on behalf of the United States of America. That's the United States of America in 2025.
Wow. Thanks for reminding us exactly how that all happened. That's something else. Let's get to the federal judge who dismissed these lawsuits against the judges in Maryland, right?
Right.
What is that about? Yeah.
I begin with laughter only because it is just frivolous. It is ridiculous, but it's also serious. So what happens is Paula Zinnes and other judges, the same district, are entering orders that basically say that before you can go ahead and deport people, if there are immigration cases pending, got to give us some time to figure all this out because there's so many of these cases. So the judges enter kind of administrative orders saying, do not deport until we can decide whether or not due process has been afforded. What happens is Pam Bondi decides she doesn't like that by these judges. And so, and I think it's unprecedented. I haven't been able to find any precedent for it.
Yeah.
She sues all of the judges. Yeah. Every judge turns around, sues them, and says, knock it off. Don't do this anymore. And because, of course, it's in Maryland, can't be tried by a judge in Maryland. You've got another judge, Tom Cullen, and he says that the lawsuit is novel, which is giving it a lot, and potentially calamitous, and it basically says this is frivolous. He dismisses it against all 15 judges. Along the way, he takes some important shots, and he follows up on what we're talking about right now. He says, you know, when you're talking about federal judges, and he lists them all, being left-wing, liberal, activist, radical, politically minded, rogue, unhinged, wow, outrageous, overzealous, crooked, and worse, he said. Wow. None of this is helpful. And then goes on to say, and here's the language again, there's so much about his order that should be written on in every textbook these days. He says, although some tension between the coordinate branches of government is a hallmark of our constitutional system, this concerted effort, and yes, he's talking about your attorney general and your president, by the executive to smear and impugn individual judges who rule against it is both unprecedented and unfortunate. Goes on basically to say, case dismissed, knock it off, don't do this, no basis for doing it, you're done. Yeah. And again, not only does he resolve this, again, plainly to the dismay of the administration, but tells them along the way, he says, you know, you've got all the alternatives. If you don't like what the judges are doing, you can appeal. Gosh, there's a novel idea, Pam Bondi, right? Sure. That I think they taught you maybe in law school. But says all sorts of other things are out there. And he says, but instead, you chose a different and more confrontational path. The executive decided to sue, and in a big way, case dismissed.
Wow.
And again, it is a decisive statement by a federal district court judge. Again, his name is Thomas Cullen. We should identify and recognize the significant work of federal judges who are the bastions pushing back on some of this. Cullen, C-U-L-L-E-N, and he is today, again, my hero, if you will.
Absolutely.
In terms of trying to put an end to some of this abject craziness coming out of the Department of Justice.
I just love his comment. I do want to get that. We'll try and find that.
And it seems like these judges, you know, and good for them, for pushing back, but they're the only ones that are pushing back in the government.
Right.
You know, the Congress is completely
not doing anything.
Out to lunch.
Yeah.
And,
and it's not Democrats. We're talking about Republicans. They have control.
Right.
Yes.
There's no oversight on any of these violations of the Constitution. That's not going on in Congress. You've got a Supreme Court that, again, as we've talked before, shadow docket, giving the president authority to do all kinds of things without any description. Simply go ahead and do it. Yeah. Again, you've got some other heroes on the Supreme Court. Their names are Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson. But they're losing. They're in the minority. They're speaking out against this. That's going on. There's a little bit of another hint out there that maybe there's some federal grand juries out there. We don't know about what they're doing. We shouldn't. Hmm. But there's some grand juries out there that apparently in Los Angeles, maybe in the District of Columbia, that are refusing to indict people. Here's a report coming out of, again, New York Times. Remember this fellow we talked about? His name is Sean Dunn. He's the sandwich thrower.
Yes, yeah.
He's the one.
Yes,
right? And apparently the report is that but the grand jury refused to indict him.
Yes.
Good for them. These are the people of the United States of America saying, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're not going to bring criminal charges for someone who throws a turkey with mayonnaise and lettuce at a government official.
Yeah.
That's an abusive process.
The
grand juries may be out there also pushing back.
I know, you know, the administration saying that it was a big sandwich. And I'm not kidding.
It was a Subway.
It
was a one-footer.
It was a foot longer.
Well, okay.
How devastating that was. I mean, just watching the video, it's almost hilarious that they all went after this guy, and he's running like heck to get away from him after throwing this sandwich.
And the other pop culture part of it, of course, is, I think you know this, that image of him with the sandwich in his hand, his arm cocked back, about to throw it, that has become a major feature of Washington, D.C. It's being posted all around Adams Morgan, other places, and you can get T-shirts, you can get bumper stickers, you can get hoodies with that image of him doing that. Again, he's been fired, of course, by this administration. He used to work for the Department of Justice, but he's become a pop star icon for doing this, and thankfully the grand jury now, along with that, says, no.
I have to get that shirt.
We're not going to bring criminal charges.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I have a post here on X, and this is just laughable. Chief Justice Roberts says the rule of law is eroding like we've rarely seen. How do you like that, huh?
That's from the Chief Justice.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. John, let's talk about what you did on July 1 of last year when you basically said that the president is immune from prosecution for crimes committed in office. And, oh, by the way, you also gave him the express authority to undermine the rule of law by saying a president's got to be strong and muscular and virile and got to be able to respond quickly to these things. And so go ahead and do that. John, that's what you wrote. That's what you wrote 14 months ago.
Yeah.
And now you're bemoaning the fact that the rule of law is falling apart? No kidding.
Yeah,
no.
Isn't that amazing? And
Right? Yeah. The bookend to that, of course, is just a couple of months ago, you also said president can't be stopped by going into one federal district court who would, might say that, oh, by the way, the 14th Amendment has meaning. Mm-hmm. Can't do that either. So the bookend of those, John, of those two opinions, you are responsible for precisely the thing you're complaining about.
Wow. Yeah. I know. Doesn't he understand the implications? I mean, the ramifications of the decisions coming out of our Supreme Court.
Right,
it's destroying this country. They've done it with the Second Amendment. They've done it all over the damn place, you know? Money is free speech, everything. Supreme Court has been destroying this country. It's not so much the Congress.
Mm-hmm. Jim, we need to leave it there. We appreciate you being with us.
Yeah.
Talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
All right.
Tune in to Amicus, a law review on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
That's right.
The Civic Media Radio Network. We're coming back. Hope to be talking with Brandy Grayson on WMDX next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is John Peterson, Gordon Young in the morning with Dom at the controls.
We got a text from Tom in Hartford, and he had some nice words to say about Brittany Merlot, and then he was asking, when is the listener appreciation party? Tom, thank you for asking. It's happening on, let's see, it's happening at Downdrin's Distilling, and it's September 6th, right? Is that right? Have you got that right? Yeah. And everybody's invited. That's open, free and open to the public. And you're welcome to join us then. It starts about 3 o'clock on that date. Now, there are other things going on next weekend as well. And now it's time to welcome in Brandy Grayson. She is the founder and the CEO of Urban Triage. You can hear her show on WMDX on the weekends here. And Brandy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You've got the 9th annual Urban Triage Harvest Festival going on in Verona, and that's happening next Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. We're super, super excited. It's our 4th annual Harvest Festival.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read that.
Yep. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, it is on the farm at the Farley Center. That's where Urban Triage grows all our produce, all of our food, and also where we run our hemp program. So we're super excited.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Now, it looks like you have a big day lined up there. You've got a band happening. You've got some activities for the kids. What else is going on then?
I know. Urban Triage is known to do too much. So our events are also too much, okay? So we have stilt walkers, we have aerialists, we have jugglers, we have a magic show, we have a caramel apple station, popcorn, we have the bubble guy. He comes and does this huge performance and sets up all these stations with the kids, cotton candy, a spoken word, free food, soul food, free wine, free beer. It is just going to be a hoot. And we have two bands. We have two. We have one local band, Adeem, R&B and jazz. And then we also have a band coming from Milwaukee. They're called the Cigarette Break Band. And they are also jazz and R&B. So we're super excited. And we have a golf cart for folks who have just different abilities to move around the farm. And we have people who service our elders. So we have a reserve area for our elders and folks folks who will go get your food, your wine and beer, so you can just hang out and listen to the music. It really is a big community event, and everyone is invited. And the purpose of our event is to celebrate our harvest, celebrate community, and celebrate agriculture. So please come out and join us, located at the Farley Center. And the event is from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
3 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the Farley Center is in Verona at 2299 Spring Rose Road. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's about 15, 18 minutes away from Park Street, if just in case people are wondering how far that is. It really isn't that far.
No.
So please come out and hang out with us. I guarantee you a phenomenal time. Bring your family, bring your partner, bring your grandmother, okay?
All right.
Come hang out with Urban Triage, yes. Right.
Sounds like a great time. All and right. Again, fourth annual. Everybody's welcome to join in. Free admission and all kinds of free food and drink and good times.
Sounds
for the kids, too.
Yeah.
Very good, Brandy. Yeah.
All right,
Brandy.
You
can't lose with free beer.
No.
That's a big attraction.
You really can't.
That's going to get some people there. Excellent.
Thanks for throwing that back in. I'm making. All right.
And remind everybody when your show can be heard here on WMDX on the weekends.
Yeah, I'm on every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Time.
All right.
Yeah. Brandy, thank you so much. Have fun at the event. Again, that's next Saturday in Verona at 2299 Spring Rose Road, the fourth annual Urban Triage Harvest Festival. Sounds like a great time for everybody. Brandy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you.
All right.
Appreciate you too. That's Brandy Grayson from Urban Triage. Man, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good times.
A lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up tomorrow, guess what? We're gone. We are out of here, but we have recorded a show through the miracle of modern technology.
Some recordings, some repeats from the past.
Yeah, we've got some great interviews tomorrow. And also, we're off on Monday, Labor Day Monday. So it'll be a long four-day weekend for John and Gordy and Dom, too.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're going up to the Dells.
It's the Dells. It's the Dells. I'm
You've never been to the Dells.
No, I'm an Illinois baby. You know, I was born
okay.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind when you go up there.
Oh, no.
What's that supposed to be?
I heard there's a lot of mini golf, you know?
You're focused on the mini golf. There are a number of mini golf places up there, at least a half a dozen of them.
I would go to some of the other attractions.
Yeah, there's
if
like
I
30
you.
Water parks.
You
too,
have to be able to talk about the Dells to other
people.
You know.
Agreed, but there's one mini golf place.
Yeah.
That has 90 holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to go there. That's insane. That's going to take 4 hours. I'm so excited. I'm gonna burst.
Why go to Noah's Ark?
Yes. Be sure to go downtown, too. Check out all the shops there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's some weird shops there.
Yeah, go down the strip there. You'll find a lot of fun.
All right. Anyway, hey, you know, we talked about socialism and fascism yesterday. I looked this up. I just wanted to kind of clarify the socialism often involves widespread state or collective ownership of the means of production, while fascism, and this is what we're doing right now, features a mixed system where the state directs private businesses toward national goals, with state ownership usually limited to essential services or strategic industries rather than the wholesale nationalization seen in some other socialist models. Mm-hmm. So we are going into a fascist system of government, whether you like it or not. It's there. By the way, I looked up these T-shirts that Jim Santel was telling us about, these sandwich-throwing T-shirts.
Yes.
Freedom. It is really, truly incredible.
I've got to get one.
Sandwich protest shirt.
I'm ordering one.
And a snack big, resist bigly.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
That's going to do it for us for today and for this week, but we will talk to you with a brand new show next Tuesday. We hope you have a great Labor Day holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller is next. Have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.